We talked about hope. In Romans chapter 8, in verse 23, here's a verse. I'll read 23 and 24. We believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us, as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he's promised us. Is every achy need owner of achy knees happy about this new body? I'm thinking, forget about the tin man and the oil can. Yes, new bodies. That's a little bit carnal to say, yes, I want the body. You'll have the Lord. You'll have fellowship with God. Our new bodies. We were given this hope when we were saved, it says in verse 24 of Romans chapter 8. That was months ago that we read through Romans chapter 8. God wants you in his eternal story. Christmas is the celebration of how God stepped into the story to make a way for us to be restored to relationship with him. God made it possible when that baby came. When that baby came, our hope was established. And when you came to faith in God because of hearing, because of the word of God, that hope was established in you when you were saved. Saved from the storyline that led to an eternity without God. Changing storylines to eternity with God. Saved. Rescued. Get off the raft. There's a waterfall ahead. You're going over the edge. Get off the raft. Saved. That's such good news. God made Jesus to be part of the human family. Can you picture a funnel into a small container? And then godness just boom into a baby. So they give him a halo and they make him bless the donkeys in the shed, right? In the nativities, in the Christmas cards, little tiny baby, and everyone's like, wow, he knows everything, you know? The scripture says Christ in eternity emptied himself of like all that holding the scepter and directing all creation, emptied himself and became human. So maybe it's a little bit more like a shoehorn right there in us. God made Jesus to be a part of the human family so that we could be adopted into his heavenly family. So Jesus is the connection between the two. In Luke chapter 1 is also the story of Christmas. So Matthew and Luke tell you Christmas. Do you know that from your Bibles? In Luke chapter 1, the angel visits Mary, and here's what the angel said to her. Every angel says the same first line, "Do not fear." Luke chapter 1, verse 30, the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered her and said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Does that bring hope to your heart? What are the promises has he made that he'll keep? Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Hope in the Christmas story is a wonderful thing.